Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Guess what? As of yesterday, we were officially 2 years old. Yeah. Woo-hoo. I really apologize about not having a show on last night. Jethro tried very hard to get in and have a celebration, but he's going to have to postpone that, and he will let everyone know when it's rescheduled for the big birthday bash for Psychics Gone Wild. I'm thinking maybe the show decided, like a lot of people, that it was just going to take its birthday off. Well, Jan, Drake, Baki, and Eileen Betcher are here.
Good morning. So,
hey.
Good afternoon, huh?
Hey, Eileen.
Hi, how are you today? So excited
Good.
To be here today.
Me too.
Oh, we are. We're going to talk today a little bit before we start taking calls about colors. It was something we discussed last week, and I thought it would be interesting to tell all of our stories and what colors mean to us. Now, for me, in the extraterrestrial realm, it started with probably in 2010 when I recognized the colors I was seeing on the walls at night when I was trying to get ready to go to sleep were not just loved ones in spirit, but also the star beings visiting me from another dimension. I do have a portal in my home. The one in the living room is located right by the power strip next to the wood stove, and I would see red lights and green lights and orbs, and if I closed my eyes, I could see different colors, gold, white, indigo, and I was aware that if I would just be still in the moment, I could get actual words coming to me, not like somebody was talking to me directly in my waking time, but through my ear chakras, kind of a distant whisper type thing. And so I began communicating with them that way. Eileen, you had an interesting story telling about how you got going and what the colors meant for you.
Well, I really started seeing colors after I became attuned to the Reiki energy. And for me, when I am sending Reiki as a healer to one of my clients, I will see blankets of color. And as I see that blanket of color, it will usually represent the area in which that client needs healing. If it's green, then it comes from the heart chakra, and they just need love and kindness spread over them. Sometimes if it's a red, then they really need that base chakra. I kind of go by the colors of the chakra to interpret them. And so they really need that base or that grounding. When I see red, often orange, you know, will move up a little bit, which will be a little more love and kindness and mothering. And so, you know, if I see a light blue, it's an interpretation. They need to communicate better. And within that, I also see a blob of a very dark, dark, dark indigo. And it bubbles up like a lava lamp. And then I will see this violet light sparkles that just kind of tick away at that energy of that blob. And then it'll bloop, you know, it'll bubble up, explode, and then the richer color of whatever the chakra is that needs healing will come back to me. And then this just repeats over and over and over while I'm sending Reiki. And I've never had experienced it before, but I experience it now all the time when I'm sending Reiki love or even just meditating and stuff. Those colors will come to me. And that was my first experience. Then I use it all the time now, knowing that that is the energy that is moving. To me, that's energy moving. And so that's my understanding of it.
Beautiful. And everyone's experience is so unique and so special to them.
Yeah.
I just love hearing about this. Jan, you've recently started seeing colors in response to people calling in for readings. You want to tell us a bit about your color?
Oh, it's just so exciting. I love to hear how both of you experience colors, too. That's so interesting and lovely. And the very first time that I really saw something unique was when my brother passed over suddenly a couple years ago, and I sort of had a visitation from him, and I saw this deep burgundy red color come in, and then it sort of went away while I sort of had this visitation with him. It was all a big shock. I couldn't really believe that I was really experiencing this, and then all of a sudden, after my visitation experience, the burgundy came in really strongly. And, of course, I went and called all these people, mediums, and said, what on earth was this? Was this a true visitation? And they all confirmed it. I called three or four people. And I said, what about that burgundy? And they said, that's your guide. And that's when I knew that I had a female guide. And she came in burgundy. And so I see that color every once in a while. But then I started taking Jethro Smith's classes, and he taught me this meditation, and that is when I started seeing all the colors, just tons of them, and I've never seen that in my entire life. Purple, indigo, the blues, turquoise, orange, yellow, all of them, green, just beautiful, and they'll just come in. It's interesting to hear how Eileen sees them, through her Reiki and meditation. I don't see the bubbling or anything like that. It's just like the whole page in my mind's eye becomes that color, and then they turn into different colors, you know. Sometimes I'll just see the blue that day, or sometimes it'll just be purple that day. But whatever, I've never seen this before, and they're bright, you know. It's not like it's a light thing. They're very much there. And so then, you know, just recently, this last week on the show, I started seeing the colors coming through with the people, and that was really exciting. So, yeah, boy, it's just a very exciting thing, and I'm grateful that I'm getting to experience this. So I want to use it and help others with it and try to decipher what it all means and everything, like the chakras and whatever else it could mean too. And so anyway, yep.
How wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. And I think that's a message that everyone out there that's listening, if you are getting some kind of unusual activity with color, whether you think it's metaphysical, spiritual, or whatever, to pay attention to it, because I'm sure that is a unique message for you and a unique path for you. Right, ladies?
Beautifully said.
Yes.
Linda, I'm really glad that you addressed this subject, because I think it's important. I think many of us see colors, and they don't know their interpretation. I'm really glad you brought this subject up for us to share.
Me too.
Well, you're welcome. Are we ready to take callers?
I am, but I want to share one thing first. I'm
okay.
Shuffling my cards. I have two decks here today that I'm working on. One is Message Angels. And I kept shuffling I shuffle my cards real well before we start the call. And there was one card that keeps popping out. So I'd like to share that one card as a message for everyone, because obviously it's coming out. So this is a message for everyone. I'd already done my own reading for me today, so it's not mine, although it actually is one that came up in my reading. So I believe it's a message for everyone today, and it is the Angel Aurora. And she says that we are flying high right now, and that we may feel that we are threatened by others, but do not descend to their level, because others will soon become inspired by your example. So be the example today. Stand your ground strong. Ascend to where you want to be. Smile, be right, be high, and fly with the angels. And that's a message to everybody today.
Oh, I love
it. I have to share that. It was given to me by the angels, and I have to share. So.
That's beautiful. I love that, too.
That
so
is
I'm
so
ready.
Nice.
I'm ready.
Oh,
are
actually,
you two ladies ready?
Yeah.
I was just going to, one more quick thing. Since you had an angel message, I believe Jan had an angel message through a poem. Did you want to share the poem really quick?
Oh, sure. Let's see. There it is. It's, well, it's between, one's a longer one and one's a short one. Which one should
Let's
I?
Let's go with the short one and we can listen to the longer
okay.
one later.
Okay. It says, may you always find the sun. May you always feel its warm rays. May you be blessed until your day is done. May your life be filled with joyous and wondrous ways.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That's it.
Synchronistic.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank
That's
you,
amazing.
Jan, and
it's
thank
just...
you, Eileen. So helpful
oh, you're
to
welcome.
Everyone out there listening.
And thank you to our huh? angel.
Yep.
Yes.
We will now get to our first caller. Area code 617, you're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. How can we help you today?
I'm the first caller. Where is everybody today?
Oh, they're behind you in line.
It's rarely that I'm ever first at anything. So,
well, your lucky day.
How are you ladies today? Yes, yes. How are you today?
Great.
Great.
Good.
Good.
Good. Your card that you pulled for today that kept coming up and speaking about, you know, standing your ground, I'm like, yep, that was for me.
Well, maybe it was.
Yes, yes, yes. It's exactly what I'm experiencing now is, you know, standing my ground because people are watching. They are watching, and, you know, they take they kind of take directions as to how you're behaving and how you're acting. So, you know, definitely thank you for that message. My question is that I've been feeling kind of tired. I'm not really tired, but I work on night shift. And I noticed that I'm sleeping a lot. You know, I'll fall asleep about, let's say maybe about 10 o'clock, and I don't wake up until like maybe 3. And I'm just wondering why am I going, but I'm not physically feeling exhausted, but I'm sleeping.
Okay.
But I'm not feeling exhausted. And I just want to know, I'm sorry, honey, go ahead.
The three cards that I pulled for you from the extraterrestrials were contemplation, behind the scenes, and the beings from beyond the planet, or the watchers from above. And to me, that tells me that you're probably getting upgraded through your DNA, getting changes. I'm sure your dreams, if you're having them, are very unusual. And that's one of the side effects of getting your DNA upgraded. But you should be noticing some very positive changes in your health.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know Eileen? Some distant
well,
ringing,
I have to
a
giggle.
Lot of ringing.
I have to giggle because the Eight of Fire came up, and the first thing it says, events moving at a fast pace. Which is almost the first thing you said, Linda, was things were moving fast for you right now.
Right.
And that your delays are over. And there's many things happening for you at once right now. And so it's just, you're just having trouble keeping up.
Okay.
You've had a lot of work lately, almost a little too much.
Yes.
And you need to start accepting a little help from others.
That's true.
Yes. And if not, you're going to have some stress-related health concerns. And we don't want those.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't accept help from others, you're going to put your life out of balance.
Yes.
And that may be why you're sleeping more, is to put you back into more balance.
Yes, because because I know there a couple of years ago I went into a depression. And I slept a lot. I just didn't want to get off the sofa.
Uh-huh.
But I know that physical feeling.
Feeling, yes.
It's like, oh, it's draining. But
yes.
I'm not feeling drained.
No, but at first you might not. At first you just feel tired. So that means you need to start asking for help from others. Now, I do have a third card, and that is the Archangel Sandalphon. And the traditional viewpoint is to seek out mentors and like-minded friends. So this too says, this third card also says to seek help from others. So maybe you need to find a little more time to spend with others and not with work. Asking them for help, even if it's just, you know, to change your situation so that you're not sitting there to fall asleep. And I will add one thing.
Yes.
It is winter, and the sun is not up for as many hours a day.
That's true. That's
true. And often people do sleep more in the winter, and that is just nature. That's not from the angels or anybody. That's just nature. So just
that's
know
true.
That it is that time of year that we do sleep a little bit more. And
because I love being outdoors. I just love being outdoors. It invigorates me, energizes me, and I haven't really walked in such a long time because the weather is so horrible here.
Yes.
You know, I walk from home to work, but for me, I have to be outside.
Well, one way to help that is to actually sit in a window. With the drapes open, as much sun, you know, as much light that can hit you, even if it's not sun, light that can hit your skin, and make sure your sleeves are rolled up, and that what light you can is actually reaching your skin.
That's true too. Yes,
including opening your eyes because light is also absorbed through your eyes.
That's so true. And I can't remember the last time I opened up the blinds in my living room.
Oh, well, there you
go.
That's
very true. Because I usually do that, and I haven't done that in a while.
Well, it's a loving start. Love yourself and do that.
Yes. And I have one more question. I had an aura reading, and what she saw in my lower chakra was a little bit of brown. And she said, that's not good. It's not good at all. And I wanted to know what exactly does the brown mean?
I'm feeling personally, I've done a little bit of chakra research myself. When you get the brown mixed, is this in with the red or the orange? Which one is it? The red chakra?
I think it was the lower, sacral? Was it the sacral?
Okay. So what that means is that you're having some difficulty with romantic relationships.
That's true.
If it's kind of a brownish orange, it means that there's some uncertainty going on and you're not feeling secure in romance or love of that type.
That's very true. Yes, very true.
So what I would advise is to be strong in yourself, be good to yourself, love yourself. And if you can truly love yourself and make that connection with you, then the brown should start to clear up and you will attract the right person into your life for the romance.
That's so true.
You will radiate that outward.
True.
Your orange will glow.
Damn, my God, that's so true. Because, you know, she made it seem like that I was ill.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything physical. It's usually tied to our emotional and spiritual being. But I would try to do that, get yourself in a very good place, and then maybe go back and have her check again.
That's very true, because I have been thinking about a former relationship and how our relationship ended.
So you need to clear that baggage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with Linda. I think the best way to clear that is to really just love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gift yourself with time. Gift yourself with sitting in the sun.
Yes. Yes.
That will help.
Now,
yeah.
Now, what about vitamin D? I'm not really big on taking vitamins.
I'm not either. That's why I go in the sun or sit in a window.
Yeah.
Because that's where you absorb the vitamin D through your eyes.
Exactly.
And through your skin. And through
your
skin.
Yes. Because I would prefer to do things the natural way. And sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just can't. For me, sometimes I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't like being on medication or anything. I just particularly don't like it. But if I need it to sustain and to help me get to a certain point of health, then I do it. But other than that, I prefer the sun. I prefer to take my shoes off and walk on the grass and roll around on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that than taking, you know, a supplement.
Sounds delicious.
Yes. And I enjoy walking in the snow too when it's sunny and bright. It's just,
oh,
I just love nature. I just love nature, and I just haven't been out there in a while, and my body is reacting to it.
Well, speaking of nature, let's see what the animals have to say for you, Jan.
Okay.
Sure. And what is your name?
It's Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi.
I can just so relate to so much of what you're saying. I have sleep problems sometimes.
Yes.
I have sleep problems, and I will wake up at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock almost every night now for the last few months, on and off.
Me too.
And
And
I have intense dreams. I mean, my dreams are so vivid, but I also get psychic dreams, but I also just get a lot of dreams. And I'm attributing some of this to this ascension and also the solar flares and all the stuff that's going on with our, atmosphere, because there are scientific things going on with our poles, the pole shifts and all this stuff, and our weather. The weather is just really different. It's colder, snowing more.
Yes.
And this is the coldest, this is the coldest month here in Vegas. This is our coldest month, February.
Wow.
We're in the late 70s up to the 80s. I'm laying out in the sun.
Oh, my
God.
And
this is our coldest, this is our coldest month. So everything's switched around.
Yeah.
And I can't handle medications either at all or vitamins. And I can only take vitamins every few days. And I'm supposed to take vitamin D also because I have a low vitamin D count.
Yeah, the
and
same
I can,
with me.
Do you? And I can barely handle taking vitamin D. It does something to me, you know. So that's what the doctors told me, to lay out in the sun like 10 minutes every day,
mm-hmm.
if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly like you, I was in the grass today. I that's how I ground myself, is putting my feet in the fresh grass on the earth. Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
That really helps. So all of that stuff is what, if you're doing all that stuff, that is really helpful.
I love it. Even gardening helps to ground you.
Yes,
just
you're getting your hands
in the soil,
in the dirt earth.
Yeah,
and we need that. And I've been missing that too. I've been missing some of that too, and I'm trying to do that more. But the animals, that I saw for you, the first one I saw. I mean, it's kind of strange. I don't know why I saw this, but it. I just don't really question it because they just come in. So I saw the swan, and the swan is so, it's just, it's almost like something that can help you relax. It's for your intuition, and it's also for partnership.
Wow.
It's for strength and inner beauty and song and poetry. The swan may bring you awareness that no matter how things seem on the surface, you have inner beauty and power.
Wow.
And it says, spend some time alone in the water, touching the earth, and paddling. Reflect on your own development. You are being called to a new level of awareness of your intuition. And remember that there is rhythm and harmony in the universe, and there is a greater plan. Accept that you are beautiful and learn to love yourself, and your inner strength will appear even more. So the swan is just giving you some ideas about that. And the swan energy, just so beautiful. I love the swan. I mean, when I said I didn't know why, of course you feel very beautiful to me, and of course the swan would be right there with you. But from what you were saying, what you're going through with your sleeping and all that stuff, but the swan energy to me brings relaxation and inner strength. But also what showed up was the blue jay. And the blue jay, I'm getting a lot of bird energy for you.
Yes, I have this thing for birds. I don't know what it is.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I just have this.
You get birds around you?
I just love to watch them, and I just feel like I communicate with them. I mean, it's straight. It's like I could be walking down the street, and I would see like a cluster of birds, and I speak to them. I'm like, good morning, guys. How you doing today? Yeah. I'm like, hey, how you doing, guys? I do this all the time. I do it with animals, too.
I do the same thing.
I always say hello to animals. People will be walking with their pets. I say hello to whomever is walking their dog or whatever. And I always speak to the dog, too. I always ask, are they having a good day? I do that. It's like automatically.
That's cool.
So I'm like, they need, they want to say hello, too. They want you to speak to them as well. Don't ignore them.
Yes, they do.
Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely.
I always do that. And with the birds, it's the same thing. I always have a conversation with them. I'm like a little kid. I'm this 40-something-year-old woman having a conversation with birds.
Well,
talking about Dr.
Doolittle.
That
is awesome. I love it.
Lisa.
That's awesome.
I just have this thing for birds.
I was going to say, I love your connection to nature so much. Keep that up.
I love
out
it.
In the sun. Keep talking to nature. And I hope we helped you today, but we really do have to move along.
Yes, you most certainly did. Ladies, you were just on the money. And thank you for the encouragement. And now I know what's going on.
All right. Blessings,
now I know
Lisa.
What's going on. Blessings to you all. Thank you very much.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
And call back into another show. We'd love to have you again.
I most certainly will. Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
And I happen to recognize this next number. Hi, Sunny. You're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda.
Hi. Great. I love being online.
Okay.
I've never called into this show before, and I thought I'll just call in and see what you pick up. And the card thing intrigued me, the cards. So I have so many things, so I really don't have one specific thing to ask.
Well, the cards that I pulled for you are the Ancient One and the Strength and Authority card and also the Rescue card. That seems to indicate to me that whatever it is you're looking for is rescue in your life right now. You need to rely on your own strength and your own power, and also to look back into the words of the Ancient Ones. That could either be someone that's inspired you, that's written something in the past, or something that you were in connection with early on in your life, or maybe someone that you admire that's here on the planet today. That
makes
sense?
Makes sense.
All right. Eileen?
All right. Well, I've pulled three cards for you, and they are the Two of Fire, the Dreamer, which is Archangel Metatron, and the Magician, Archangel Raziel.
And then reading these cards, I come up with something a little similar. But it says that you, you've come into your own, and you're either starting a new partnership, contract, something new, a new business, something that's part of your passion or part of your dreams that's inspiring you. And it's the dreamer, which is the next card. It says it's, you know, the Two of Fire is part of your dreams. And the next card I got is the dreamer, which is Archangel Metatron. And he takes care of timing, divine timing. And he says to take a leap of faith, follow your dreams, and go ahead with those unexpected opportunities. And to finalize it is the magician, Archangel Raziel. And it he says, you're ready. You have all the resources. You're able to manifest what you want, and your life is magical. So this tells me that whatever you've been dreaming about or desiring or creating, go for it. Your dreams are going to be realized.
Oh, good. That's nice.
I mean, I hope they know what the dreams are. I don't.
Well, they could be a number of things. It just could be, you know, it could be something small in your life that really will make a large impact. You'd be amazed. You'd be amazed what comes up each and every day that you just didn't realize. It says unexpected opportunities.
Okay.
So go with your heart's desire. Each, you know, next couple of days, think about these cards and go, those cards said to go with my heart's desire. I'm going to go eat cheesecake. Even though it makes you sick. You know, just whatever your heart desires, go for it.
Okay.
That's what your cards say. So
okay.
Life is magical.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
And Dan?
Yep. Speaking of cheesecake, that's what I feel like having.
Sounds good.
Anyway, I was thinking about that all this morning.
And I
anyhow, I know. I got two animals for you, and very strong colors of yellow and orange, very bright. Really, it feels really positive. And the animals are the bunny, and so I can't find that. So I'm going to go to the unicorn, which is the second one, and I'll go to bunny rabbit afterwards. Unicorn was right there, too. And, you know, anything with the horse is just so positive. Horse energy is so powerful. I just want to read a little bit about what, just in general, what horse energy is.
Okay.
Because it goes with what I found out is that it goes with the unicorn and Pegasus. They're a symbol for every world religion and mythology, and they have innate clairvoyance and ability to perceive the magic within humans, loyalty, devotion, warrior spirit, bravery, and courage. And strength. So that's a really positive sign, is having any kind of horses around you. But the unicorn specifically is, it's vital that you pursue anything creative or artistic that you have suppressed until now. And you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits, elemental kingdom, like fairies and things like that. And it says, let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have some fun. And
oh, that's spot on.
Does that relate? Oh, good.
I'm
You're
a Sagittarian.
Good with that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarian, and so that's part of horse. And, yes, that's spot on. Okay.
Cool. And also,
I'm a fellow Sagittarian, too.
You are, Eileen?
Yes.
Oh, great. My husband is a Sagittarian, too. And
we like to play
with
fairies.
Yep. Yes, I agree. Because anyway, it goes on and it says you're a highly artistic, creative person, and you have an innocence and purity about you, and you may like to work with children or with psychic and intuitive gifts, and you're attuned to Mother Nature. So anyway, that's generally what it was saying as far as that goes. I don't know if you're dealing with kids or anything like that.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how old the kid would be. And
right.
I did try to adopt a puppy, and it just didn't work out. It wasn't the right timing. But, yes, all the strength and the standing on my own two feet and taking a chance, everything that you have all said fits true. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, very true. I really thank you.
Good.
Well, thank you.
And I hope that you guys have a nice day, and you're all so lovely.
Aw.
And
so
go find
you.
Those fairies.
Thank you very much.
Go find those fairies and have a playtime.
I think I'm on my way.
Wonderful. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much. I'll be listening.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thanks.
And we're going to go on to the next one. Area code 570, you are on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. How are you and
Hi.
What can we do today?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, then it must be me. Well, I got on pretty quick today. my name is Linda, and there's just a couple issues that are bothering me right now. One is just trying to maintain financially because it's just so difficult out there, and secondly, there's a possibility that a friend and I may relocate to a much warmer climate where I'd rather be, and I was just wondering what you saw there for me.
Well, the ET cards that I pulled for you are the Technomage, the Stealth, and Coming Through the Wormhole. That means in order to move forward in what you want to do, and it's not simply a yes or no on your question, but to go within and use your intuition and your power to bring to you what it is you really want. And the Stealth simply means that the person you're working with may be being very quiet about what they wish to express in this situation. Does that make sense to you?
Not really, no. She's pretty expressive.
Well, there may be
yeah.
someone else involved because I got Stealth as a second card, and that's usually not you directly, but someone else.
Mm.
So
well,
there might
what
be
about...
someone in the situation you need to bring them out to discuss.
Okay, yeah. It's not quite relating to what... Okay, what do you just see in general then for me? What do you see in what do you bring up just in general for me? If the questions aren't relating somehow.
Well, perhaps Eileen has it in her cards.
Well, what I have is that there's just too much going on at one time, and that you need to make a decision. But it also says to consider a more playful approach to making that decision. Don't be so strict with yourself on why, but be more playful and considerate of those needs in making that decision. But it does say that you have an awful lot going on at one time for that decision, and that that some of those areas of whether to make this decision or not is a need for forgiveness for either yourself or others or maybe a situation or possibly, you know, just the forgiveness of where you've been at that maybe you're not pleased about. And to forgive yourself that decisions are just decisions and they change and you can change them again in an instant. But it also says to carefully, my last card says to carefully weigh those decisions. But it also says that you're also in good health and that that your intimate relationships are good and positive and healthy. And so if we're relating this to you moving, it really says to be consider a more playful approach to your decision. Take time Forgive anything in your past that might be holding you back from making that decision. And forgive yourself or forgive a situation. And carefully weigh that decision. Be in good health and move forward in some really good relationships that's coming in the future. So that's what I get. I hope that resonates a little bit more with you.
Hmm. Anything with the financial situation? Because that's pretty much what's holding me back.
Says that you might need just a little more knowledge, seek a little more knowledge, really in directioning for your life purpose or growth at this time. That to ask for divine guidance is a second card that I received. I actually pulled six cards for you. And so that one says to ask your angels and be open to receiving what they tell you. That is the hardest thing, is to accept the answers they give you. It's not always what you want, but it's what they see for you. So open up yourself to, you know, the first one says open yourself up to the angels, that they will guide you in your process. The second card says that you should ask for help, or that you've asked for help, and that you deserve heaven's help, and it will be given. And it's funny because on both of the, I pulled actually six cards. The third card I pulled for you in both the two different decks, the third card on the first one was a tarot deck, and it is the Lovers, and it says an intimate relationship, be careful weighing decisions, and good health. And on the second deck that I pulled for you is Daniel, and he is the angel of marriage and relationships. And he is assisting you right now. So both your third card on what I've pulled for you today has to do with relationships, weighing your decisions, and they're really positive. So whatever that relationship is going to work out really well. It's going to be very positive for you. And so that's what I see, is that ask your angels, but in the long run, that whatever relationship that's going to come of this, whether you stay or whether you move, will be a positive relationship. All right?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Jan?
Yeah. I'm seeing underwater here a little bit, just going underwater with a lot of beautiful sea life, and the turtle comes around, and it says, you're going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibrations and those of the collective human consciousness. Spend a few hours or longer in solitude just to feel your own spirit. This is also a very creative and fertile time for you. It says that you're worried about not having enough money to obtain the things you'd like and want to develop. So there, it says, try to trust in the abundance of life more. And you may need to heal from some kind of physical wounds to help all this stuff come around for you. You're an old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient worlds, and no matter where you are in the world, you have a very strong attachment to your home and always end up returning there. And you're incredibly compassionate and nurturing with others. So with that, since it touched upon the worry about the money, but then I saw in the water, too, these beautiful, huge wings, just big wings of a butterfly.
Wow.
And so now we have to go to the butterfly and see how the butterfly may be able to transform you out of all of this
mm-hmm.
and help you get through any of that. And it says, lighten up and stop talking everything so seriously, is what the first thing it says. And get ready for a big change. way of thinking, lifestyle, everything. A new way of being is emerging. It's time to make the changes you've been considering in spite of the challenges and express yourself by wearing a little more color. So those two are saying that, and I hope that helps. I love the idea of butterflies with color, because color does a lot for you in general, you know, and we were talking about color this morning in the beginning here. Gives you, I don't know, it sort of just puts a new light on everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you just...
Right. Huh? It's just hard being in the winter climate and just can't move forward because it's just, everything just closes down with so much snow and there's no work. And
right.
It's just to the point where it's like, you got to get out already.
Right. I know. I'm so sorry, about this. This snow thing has been such an intense thing for so many people.
Well, as I said before, use those technomage powers to manifest what you want. The technomage card that I got, that's using your powers to manifest what it is you want, keeping those thoughts positive, living it like you're already living it in some way in your heart, and that should help you.
Now, when you mention relationships, does that mean I'm going into a relationship? Was that what that was all about that I'm not aware of?
Well, it could have to do with the, you said that you're discussing this move with another person.
Yeah, but it's a friend.
That's still a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm very intimate with my girlfriends.
We are too.
I have a boyfriend, but, with my girlfriend, I'm very intimate with. I tell them personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it could be that friend, that maybe you're going to really develop a real close relationship with them, or it could be with someone else. The cards give you information, and so much of it is going to happen. But it's not specific, it's not always specific that, you're going to meet Joe Blow Friday at noon, and he's going to be the one.
No,
I had two cards that says that you're going to come into relationships, and they're going to be positive, and you should look forward to those, and keep your eyes open for them. And that just means that there's, either that you're going to develop a better relationship with someone that you're already, with, maybe that friend. Maybe you'll develop a better relationship and you guys will say, hey, let's go for it. Let's move. Maybe somebody new will come into your life. I'm pretty intuitive and that's how I decipher my cards. I just read what they give me.
Sure.
And it gives me that a relationship is going to develop for you. And so just keep your heart open for that. And see what comes to fruition. It can be a friend. It could be a soulmate, and soulmates are not always a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Sure.
Sometimes soulmates are those people that come into your life for life lessons. And so, but it looks like a positive relationship. So, look for it towards that direction.
Thank you. I appreciate all of you. And you all have a really great day. And, stay warm, stay healthy.
and stay warm and healthy, too.
All right,
call back in and let us know how everything goes if you're out of that snow country.
Please. I'm about my wits end with this all this going on here.
we'll send you warm and relaxing thoughts. How's that?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Please call back.
And lucky today is the second person that I recognize their number. Hi, Linda. You're on with Irene, Jan, and Linda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. My question is, what do you see about my Reiki practice if it's going to get better or pick up more people.
Wow, the three cards I pulled for you are the female commander, the one who stands strong, and the warrior. That seems to tell me that you are really coming into yourself and what you do with your Reiki practice, and that you use the power of the warrior, which is a good thing, to bring about the changes that are needed. That makes sense to you?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Eileen?
Can I go third this time? I just have a feeling I want to pull out a different deck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
So let me pull that and shuffle
anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, and then
I don't have to go last. I can always go second anytime or first or whenever.
Well, I don't know. I just have that urge.
Okay. Well, as soon as she got on, I immediately saw three penguins in a row walking in a line.
Oh.
And it says, you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are. You have everything you need inside you and in front of you to have a good life. So always keep that in mind. You'll soon be able to experience lucid dreaming where you become fully aware while dreaming can change the details of the dream. This is an excellent time to explore altered states, astral travel, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you feel like you're suffering through or simply enduring, be as loving, compassionate, and patient with yourself and others as you can through the remainder of this cycle. You'll soon face a test of your will. As long as your will and purpose are aligned with the spirit, you will sail through it. You are facing a task that will require considerable endurance. Let's see. You have a remarkable capacity to endure many, many conditions, and you are very caring, protective, and patient with your family and children. And anyway, that's what it says. You have the ability to keep the feminine and masculine aspects in balance, and no matter what challenges you go through, you will always end up landing on your feet. So it sounds like whatever's going to happen with your business, you're going to make it happen, and you're going to be stable, because I saw three of them all in a row, and they were marching through.
Cool.
And it sounds like that you and whoever else are going to make this thing happen. So I think it's positive.
All right. That sounds great.
Good.
Good.
Okay. Well, on to me. Now, I had pulled three cards, but I didn't see where they related. So I was driven to pull from a different deck, which is the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. And so I'm going to give you from the sixth cards, because now the first three actually make better sense than they did. And the Angel Goddess, of course, maybe it's the season, but she says, Cordelia says, go outside. You've been indoors for too long. Get out and enjoy some fresh air. And the card that was just above it from the Angel deck was to stretch your wings and fly. And don't underestimate yourself. So when it comes to starting a new business or getting out there, assert your independence and your creativity. Don't underestimate yourself and get out there and fly. My second set of cards, I read up and down, and that is Annie, and she says to take that leap of faith. Take your risk, put your heart's true desire, and put it into action. The top card is the Lovers, and it says that in those intimate relationships, weigh your decisions carefully. But like I said, what goes along with that is that leap of faith. So take that leap of faith into your true action. My third set is a complex decision. You need to do more research. Stop procrastinating. Get out there, do your research. And my final card for you with this six-card reading is Dana. Dana is the High Priestess. She is the highest priestess in this deck of cards. You have divine knowledge, and that you can bring this to others. Bring your spiritual teaching, others, bring it forward and use it. That is who you are. You are a divine High Priestess. So
in what I read, yeah, you need to get your Reiki practice going, accept what you can, carefully weigh what decisions and what directions you're going to do, do your research, but you're definitely a high priestess, and you need to help others through their spiritual teaching, through your spiritual teaching.
All right. But, that sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure. Go forth, new female commander and warrior.
Woohoo! All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you ladies have a nice day.
Uh-huh.
And, you too, Linda.
Okay, and I just want to say... Oh, I will. I can't get into the chat room, but I just want to say hi, Sunny. It's nice to see you on the chat group, and it was nice to hear you. Come back to the Facebook for maybe we can catch up together. All right, ladies, have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
You too.
You too.
Stay ready. You
too. Bye-bye, Linda.
Put her back on hold, and we're going to go to the next one.
Area code
609, you're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I feel, well, a long time ago when I was like 20 years old, I had my palm read, and the guy told me that in my 50s was going to be the happiest time of my life. I was very good at love connection and lots of land and, you know, like everything I ever wanted. And some of the things, I always thought about that, and some of the things seem to be falling into place. But I'm married for 23 years now, and we don't have a good relationship, and it's been rocky all the time. So I'm wondering if you see anything changing, you know, with that, and you see my dream come true coming up.
Actually, the three cards I pulled for you, the first one was a deceitful man, and I don't know if that refers to the marriage starting to go downhill, but things that he's not being truthful about. And then
probably.
The second one was an intuition card, that you're using your intuition to determine the steps you want to take. But the final card, which is, I think, really great, is Golden Liberation, which tells me that you are going to move in a direction that you really want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be away from this man if you're not happy. Eileen?
Okay.
I'm laughing at the third card I got, but we'll get to that. It kind of goes along with this. Anyway, the first card is the Dreamer, Archangel Metatron. And he says to take a leap of faith. Follow your dream.
Okay.
There will be unexpected opportunities. But you have to get out there and you have to follow those dreams and you know, go within yourself and ask what it is that you want. And, you know, part of doing that is loving yourself, and you cannot be good for anyone else unless you love yourself best.
Right.
So just always be open to information from others regarding any detailed steps that you need to take. And take the necessary steps to move forward with confidence.
Okay.
Okay, your second card is the Nine of Earth. And our earth cards are about making a living, and what we need to do that or that direction. And this says to spend a little bit of time alone. Are you self-employed at all, or do you have?
Yeah, I am self-employed, and I am mostly alone. I only call in for help, you know, when I'm really busy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a couple ladies who help me. I have a bakery, and I do decorated cakes and stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah. So,
it says enjoys life's little luxuries and spending quiet time alone, and you have it says you're successful at self-employment.
Okay,
you're self-reliant. You have wisdom. You value your own company, your own personal company. And that you find peace and contentment in that. And for you, sometimes your retreat is inward. But that you are very successful in self-employment.
And the third card I get for you is the Ten of Air. And it says that you are at the end of a difficult situation.
Wow.
Embrace, that's why I was giggling. Embrace the change and expect things to get better now. Does he have addictions? Is he recovering from an addiction of any sort?
He's like a binge drinker. An everyday thing, but when he does, he doesn't stop until he's totally drunk.
Until he's, drinks to
obsession.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that recovery from that addiction might not actually, that recovery from the addiction might be you getting away from him.
Okay.
Because it
that's
does
what
say
I thought too.
That's what you got too, yeah. I mean, that's just what, the card doesn't actually say that. That's coming from the angels telling me, talking through me.
My EPs too.
You're too, yeah. It may be a big time to change, to change long-term projects. Don't put limits on that wonderful things the universe can bestow.
Okay.
Which also says to be open to anything that might come your way. Fantastic opportunities you might just catch.
Wow.
You've got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, and they're also reminding me, too, that gold usually means 50th decade. So.
Yeah. I'm 53 now, and it's like, when's this happening? I've thought about it forever,
Yeah. Well, now is the time for good change for you, according to what I have. It's time. Okay. It's time.
Well,
Dan?
Right. Yeah, I got the walrus, and I've never gotten the walrus before. And the walrus just pretty much touches everything Linda and Eileen have said. And it also says, be especially watchful for signs and omens from nature that will give you guidance. Be willing to touch and hug those you love more than you usually do. The going will be much easier if you move along the path of least resistance rather than using force or being passive and static. Try to join up with like-minded people. You're feeling a lack of affection and want to enjoy more mutual touch with someone, your ingenuity and cleverness have served you well, and in some instances have helped you survive. You are very adept at intentionally shifting in and out of various states of consciousness. You're an entrepreneur and enjoy the challenge of running your own business and do so very well. You have a genius for finding hidden treasures in ordinary things surrounding you. And it's just mostly saying that you really are really good at what you do and you're successful, but you need to maybe, if you could get around some more like-minded people to help you have a little group to be with, some closer friends to help you go through this time of, hardship with your relationship. And it sounds like exactly what it says. It's kind of you're having a lack here. And so maybe if you can get some support system going with some other people, that might help too. Right. Yeah. My problem is kind of time. I'm trying to find some more time for myself. And tonight I'm going to a meditation group. So, it's a start.
It is.
Oh, that is a start. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, there's
nice.
Your new group of friends.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope we
thank
helped you today.
Thank you so much. It sounds so true. And I'm really happy I called.
All right.
Please
call back
in
and let us know how everything goes.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going on now to area code 954. You're on with Eileen, Linda, and Jan. What can we do for you today?
Hello. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. My name is Jan. Can you hear me?
954.
I'm having trouble. Can you guys hear her?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Oh, okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, my name is Shanice, and I'm in Florida. And I was wondering if possible if I could get a quick reading. I'm kind of, like, dealing with this situation with, like, the law and legalities with my son's dad and visitation and custody. And I want to see, like, if you could tell what the outcome is going to be or what I should look for, any signs or clues from my spirit guide.
I'm actually seeing a young woman, an older man, and an older woman in my cards today. I don't know if that's a couple and a sister, like your sister and parents, or a friend of yours and their parents. Does this make any sense?
Well, I'm staying with my parents, and my parents are 50-plus.
Okay, because the father figure in this is representing security, and the mother figure is representing wisdom. And the young woman, which may be a sibling, a friend, or a cousin, is presenting you with a gift. So that would be something to watch for. Does that make sense?
Okay,
Eileen?
Well, I have that you have a complex decision and that you need to do some research on that before you make a decision on it. It's the Seven of Water, and that water sign represents your emotions. So you need to make a decision about your emotions and how you feel about a certain situation and what your desires are. The Five of Fire is that you have competing goals and that those are bothersome details, and that I don't think you're pursuing your passions and that you need to. And that you're experiencing some challenges, and that other people around you are holding different goals and values, and that they're in disagreement with how to proceed. And so along with this clash of wills, and so the success is still possible, but it's going to take great effort. And even though you enjoy the challenge, it will be exhausting. And so it's kind of a competitive back-and-forth situation, and it's necessary that everyone understands and that they try to understand each and every, you know, each other's viewpoints in that situation in order for clarity and resolution to come about. And then the third card I have is the Knight of Earth. And it says it's time to buckle down and get things done. It's also time to ask your guardian angel to come in and help you with that decision. So you need to go within and ask what the honorable decision is. It is time to get things done. Attend to the details. Someone you can expect to be loyal, dedicated, and dependable when it comes to the people that you're dealing with. So due diligent and be thoughtful and honorable within yourself. You know, you have no control over the other people in your situation, but you do have control over you. So be oriented, be diligent, be thoughtful, be honorable, and be kind. And then again, I say again, because that's what the cards say, is pray to your guardian angel and ask for your answers and ask that they help for the situation to come to the most positive balance and fruition that it can.
Okay,
that's my reading for you today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jan?
Yeah, I thought it was a rabbit, but it wasn't. It was a mouse. And the mouse has a lot to say. It says, pay close attention to detail so as not to let anything important escape your attention. It's a time of plenty for you, yet one that requires vigilance in order to avoid any diminishment or significant losses. you may be missing something that is obvious and right in front of you. It's appropriate time for closer scrutiny of all that's going on in your life and to sort out that which no longer fits. Be completely honest with yourself and make assessments of your strengths and your limitations without any judgment. And it says you're involved in a contractual transaction where it's critical to pay close attention to the fine points. So to me, that's key right there.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're going through this custody thing with your son and the whole thing, just make sure you know exactly what's going on. Look at the fine print and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Pay very close attention to it. And let's see. You need to get a little more focused because this whole thing seems might be scattering you a little bit. So try to get your focus back and get you're very detail oriented and very organized. Don't worry too much though, and just try to go about this whole thing with without losing yourself in it, and be completely honest with yourself about the whole thing so that it doesn't upset you so much. You know what I mean? These are things that are really hard, and I've had family going through all this kind of stuff a lot, and it can get really scary and icky and stuff, and you just have to do exactly what they both said. Just try to, chill out and go through it with as much peace as you can, and that's basically the message that I'm getting. And to look at and make sure you're reading everything and understanding everything about what's going on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh,
sure.
Thank you. I hope we helped you.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And before we go on to the next caller, I just want to remind everyone to follow Psychics Gone Wild here on Blog Talk, and be sure to visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. where you can meet all of our family. Monday through Friday, we have the shows. Mondays, we have Gary Wimmer, Mystic Haven, and DC Love. Tuesday, of course, is myself, Jan, and Eileen. Wednesday, Psychic Jethro and Melissa Berman. Thursday, Jethro teams up with Dina Flanagan, and Amy Kavanaugh is back. Our mermaid is swimming back to us. Then Friday night, Jethro Smith with Patty Negree. So be sure to follow www.psychicsgonewild.com as well as follow us right here on Blog Talk so that you can get all of the information. Maybe listen to some of the things in the on-demand section. We've got shows there that just may answer some of your questions. Also, Jethro Smith, our mentor, and the one that's holding our family in high esteem, you can get a hold of him for readings, classes, and much more at www.jethrosmith.net.
Woo-hoo,
okay,
Jethro.
On to our next caller. We've got about 15 minutes left here in the show. Let's get on. Area code 715, you're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hi.
Hi.
I have been involved in a situation lately. I usually keep to myself, but I actually turned an animal hoarder in. I went full force all the way out on this, okay? I put my life on hold for the past week, and the people that were involved, I basically feel they got away with it. And I need to know that there's got to be some kind of repercussions in the long run. Or, you know, I guess I don't need to know, but it would help me with my soul, you know, that at least I did the right thing putting my life on hold to do this.
Well,
does
let me tell
sense?
You the cards that I pulled. You'll be amazed at this. The Ambassador of Light, which represents you. It's the first card. Your action, the second one, is communication. And the outcome card, the final one, is actually justice.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I can almost cry. That's awesome. No, it's just my life is in turmoil, and it's like when this landed in my lap, I had to put what I had going on financially and what have you on hold. And, you know, it's hard when you are like one of the sole breadwinners, you know, to do something like this, you know.
Oh, I know.
So I need to know that I'm not going to damage my life doing what I just did. I'm afraid
Eileen?
That the repercussions are going to come at me.
Well, the way I'm looking at it is, you know, you're worried about karmic repercussions.
Yes.
But.
You put it perfect because that's so funny because I was using that expression all night last night.
But who did you harm?
I'm sorry, what?
But who did you harm? You protected. You stood up for someone. You get extra points and kudos for standing up for someone or something.
Right.
Especially something that is defenseless against others.
Right.
So I don't think you need to worry about any negative karmic, you know, karma coming on you because you did a good thing. You did what was right.
Right.
And I would venture to say, just by pulling my cards, you have you're really connected. Okay, I actually pulled 6 cards for you, and my last 3 tell me you are really connected to. You're a magical person.
Mm-hmm.
You have divine healing power, and you are a spiritual teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are 3 cards that did this. Is kind of amazing. My first 3, of course, I read up and down. I read from one deck to another. And the first card I got was Queen of Water, which means you're tender-hearted, you're empathic, you're patient, and you're loving. You care for yourself and others. And what did you do? You cared for something else. You cared for another being. You cared for some animals. And that's a great thing. You know, it might have been, you know, the second card tells me it might have been competing goals and they were bothered to, you know, that there was conflict with others.
Yeah.
But Archangel Michael is my last card on the top row and the wheel says that it was time for a positive change and a situation suddenly moves forward and fortune is on your side. Now, reading across the bottom three.
I hope so, because fortune hasn't been very nice to me lately.
Well, you know, you asked about a certain situation, and the fortune of that situation is that those animals are being taken care of now.
Okay.
And that is a wonderful thing.
That's what I wanted. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to make sure this was
yeah.
done humanely. And my fear was they went in there and they euthanized them and hid it from everybody.
Well, and this is that, you know, it's given a time of positive change is the first thing the card says.
Okay.
Now, across the bottom, you know, I pulled 3 other cards from a goddess deck because I was just drawn to. And those 3 say that you are a magical person and you manifest your clear intentions into reality. The second card says you're a sorceress.
Yeah.
Second card says you're a medicine woman. It's Ichia.
Okay.
And you are a channel for divine healing power.
Wow, that's awesome.
And my 3rd card is Dana, which is the High Priestess. You have to find knowledge that can help others through your spiritual teaching. So in my sense is, you know, if you prayed on this and you asked God and the angels that this was the right thing to do.
I put it in God's hands the whole time.
That top row tells me that you trusted your intuition. You had conflict with others, but it suddenly moved forward. It was a positive change, and that fortune was on your side. So I don't think you have – I think those are all positive. I think that's just
– Do you feel that the people that did this and that hit it and kept feeding this compulsion, do you feel that there will be any repercussions on their side? I'm not out for vengeance, so don't get me wrong on the question. But I'd like to know that this is something that will get nipped in the butt. It won't happen again with this woman.
I pull one more card for that. And it says that, what do you desire right now? Visualize it, and it will come about. But remember, negativity will block your progress.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I'm trying to keep positive through this whole thing. I've always believed that if you think negative, evil can come in too easy. So I try my best.
Yeah.
I think
you should just leave it in God's hands. And just like you did, and it came about, and things happened, move forward, the animals are in a safer place now. Just leave, you know, let it ride. Let that energy ride.
Let the cards fall where they may, in other
words. Correct. Yeah. Let the you've already put it into motion.
If I'm gonna after this is done, which obviously there's a couple more things to tie up, but am I gonna move on as far as, because it's been just like you guys said previously about the snow and the winter. I just feel like this stopped me for a good week straight, and I just had no production. I need to know that we're going to be okay, you know, financially or whatever.
It says, well, I have to pull another card for that.
Sorry.
Well, the card I got says, it's Archangel Uriel, and it says your emotions are healing, which enables you to open to greater love. He will help you release anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind. And so all I can tell you is right now you just need to get past this and heal yourself from the negative energies that this has brought about and the you know feelings that you've had from it, and let that clear out. Just
okay.
Let that clear
that
out.
Makes
let
a lot
be.
Of sense.
Let it be.
I
let
drew
it clear
three
out.
More cards too.
Okay, good.
Security, intuition, and determination.
Okay.
So be determined in what you want. Use your intuition to know if it's the right path or not, and know that you will be secure. Jan?
And just remember, I had pulled those three cards,
yeah.
too. I've already put them back, but I pulled those three cards that also had to do with the sorcerers, you know, that Ikiel and Dana. And so you are connected to source.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that you use that intuition in healing yourself in any situation.
Okay.
All right.
I don't like when a lot of anger and stuff is around me, and that's what's been happening with this. And, you know, you got people angry at me for me turning them in and doing what I felt was the right thing. But, you know, seriously, they don't pay my bill, so I really don't give a hoot what they think, you know.
Right.
But it's just when you have that kind of anger, it still absorbs into you, you know. It's still there.
Well, since this was a situation about animals, let's consult the animal totem, Jan.
Yeah, I saw tons of horses around you, and you're in a lot of green pasture, and I also saw a waterfall. All these to me are very positive. The horse says, and these horses are just, they're just right, there's just so many. There's like several. They're just right there. But I did see one major animal too, which really says a lot about you too, around the waterfall. But let me just talk about the horse. You're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. Time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this ordeal. You're much more powerful than you think you are. The situation requires strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family, friends, and community is important right now. So what you've done is just awesome. I'm so happy that you did it. And as far as I could see, the lady, was it a lady that you're dealing with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's evil. I can see her. She's got evil energy around her. I'm sorry to say.
No, I got that.
I don't mean to be judgmental, but that's what I saw. And she's got a little ways to go still. But what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if she's going to not do this again, but what you've done is you've taken a stance and you have put in motion, and it's just awesome. And that's why the waterfall, I feel, came. But I saw her very clearly. And when I saw the eagle, and the eagle says that there's an opportunity for you that you're considering, and it would be best if you take advantage of it soon. That this may have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a new beginning in positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. Detach and rise above this, and you're able to see your life and circumstances in a much broader and greater vision. This is an important time to get creative inspiration from the divine. whatever you put out, positive or negative, will now return to you in some form more quickly than ever.
Good.
And it says, you're a very spiritually evolved individual and a born leader, and people gravitate quite naturally to you. You're willing to endure challenges and struggles because you're confident in that you can meet them and you can trust that they're necessary for your spiritual development. So I feel like you have done a great thing here, and I just applaud you for doing it. And I'm really happy. Yeah,
Yeah, me neither,
yeah.
And that's the feeling I got too, but I was in a really bad depression, and when this came in my lap, you know, you get in a rut, you know, and I was in a bad rut depression, and when this came in my lap, something just kicked me in the butt and said, let's do this, you got to take care of this, it's got to be done. I'm starting to feel more alive, you know what I mean? I'm starting to get out of the rut and, you know, seeing life for what it is again, and it's, you know, it's not hard to do where I live. We have snow like 9 months out of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, no, I'm glad that my friend told me to call you guys. You guys really, really helped a lot. I actually could cry from joy. I'm that happy right now. You guys did great. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well,
thanks for calling. I'm really glad.
Oh, God bless you guys, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you.
Doing great.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, that
felt
really good.
Well, we're down to about 3 minutes left of the show, so I'd like to take a minute and have Eileen tell everyone how they can get a hold of her.
Well, you can get a hold of me at violetlightreiki@yahoo.com or on Facebook at Violet Light Reiki and Angel Card Readings. And I'd be more than happy to give you a personal reading. Just email me and we can get it set up.
Sounds great. Jan?
My email is jandrake007@hotmail.com, and I'm also on the website www.psychicsgonewild.com, and I can give you readings too, and just email me if you want to have an animal totem and a small reading on anything that you are asking about.
Great. Yeah, these
and
two
Linda,
ladies
how do
are
they
wonderful.
Find you?
You can find me on Continuum X Headquarters on Facebook as well as Unseen World Blog Talk Radio Show. Be sure to follow me there. And I do counsel people on extraterrestrial and metaphysical experiences. So if you need to contact me at continuumx@frontier.com, CNTNUUMX. At Frontier, FRONTIER.com. I also have music. As you can see in the episode description, I've got 3 CDs set that you can obtain for a very reasonable price or digital downloads. Just let me know what type of music you like, and we can send you those for $1 each or 6 for $5. So and with all of that, I want to say again, yesterday was the official Gone Wild, and
Woo-hoo,
we're going
wild.
To be having a birthday celebration as soon as Jethro gets that scheduled. So be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild here on Blog Talk and visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. And tomorrow night, Melissa Berman and Jethro, you've got to be ready for them. They are going to bring you a lot of information and a lot of intuition. So until tomorrow night on Psychics Gone Wild, we send love, light, and healing. Good day.
All right. Angel blessings.